Next is Fish South Dakota update with Maggie.
All right. I'm Maggie Lindsay. First off, I need to thank Secretary Hepler, Chairman Jensen, and the commissioners. I'm Maggie Lindsay. I'm the Education Services Coordinator in the Fort Pierre office and also the Aquatic Ed Coordinator. We started the Fish South Dakota, we call it Fish SD, Fishing in the Schools program. We knew about it, we learned about it from other states and from the Area Aquatic Resource Educators Association, but we hadn't incorporated it into the schools of South Dakota till this year. It's a program that trains teachers how to teach fishing skills, which include casting, knot tying, rigging fishing equipment and tackle, fishing techniques, also includes fisheries management and fish biology, fish identification, a pretty well-rounded rounded program. It's modeled after, we kind of modeled it after NAS and Project Wild, programs that you take to the schools. Instead of, you know, like our staff teaching a fishing class here and there, it's better to teach the teachers how to teach fishing and taking it to the schools. Then you can, your reach is expands much farther across the state, and you can reach so many more people. It's just, I think it's a great program for the schools. Our target audience, we're trying to target the older kids, because the older kids seem to make more decisions on whether they want to go fishing or not. So the curriculum that we're using is, it's based on the Going Fishing Guide. The Going Fishing Guide is, we designed this, we actually borrowed it. We got permission from Nebraska to use the guide. And over November, December, January, February, our education staff and fishery staff looked it over, and we South Dakota-ized it. We made it much more pertinent to South Dakota with our species of fish. It's a beautiful 50-page guide, and I'm hoping that eventually we can use this in all of our fishing classes. And if you guys want a copy, just let me know, and I'll make sure that all of you get a copy. And then we designed 16 more lesson plans that follow that Going Fishing Guide, and to kind of help out the teachers. And when we do a training, a teacher training, they get this package, one Going Fishing Guide for each student, and then the teacher gets this. But we also put it online so they could go online and off and download those lesson plans on their own. So so we did the, sorry, just I kind of took notes. So for teachers to be certified, they need to, they're required to attend a 3 to 4 hour training session. And then after they get certified, we would like to give them a kit. The kit is a tote that consists of all the curriculum, of course, 15 rod reel combos, tackle box with simple tackle, fishing tools, knot tying kits, backyard bass target kits, and casting plugs. Our cost for those kits runs around $375. The cost is probably be going up a little bit because I'm having a little bit of a struggle getting the low-end equipment due to COVID. It doesn't exist anymore, so we're kind of waiting for the manufacturers to catch up. But 75% of the cost of each kit is covered by the Aquatic Ed Grant, and our goal is to add at least 10 to 50 newly trained teachers per year. And then another, my training goal is to get staff. We've already trained some staff at the campuses and some of our contract staff and volunteers, so they can also train teachers around the state, just to expand our reach. Our goal in the beginning was to have just 10 pilot schools. So we put together 10 kits, and I had 10 schools in line. And then we decided to do that teacher academy this summer, and we decided to offer Fish SD as part of the training. Well, it turned out that Fish SD was the most popular class, and we ended up having 24 teachers attend that training. That was in July of this year. Even during COVID, we had 24 teachers attend. So from the interest, I feel that this program is going to be very popular. Most of the teachers were some most of the teachers were ag teachers, high school ag teachers, but we had some FFA, some 4-H teachers, some PE teachers, some science teachers, and we even had a couple tribal people that teach for the tribes. We had there's a tribal outdoor club, and they came and got trained up, and so that they can teach fishing to their students and the kids in their club. So the feedback so far, we have a few teachers that are teaching it now. We've got maybe 6 teachers that have already completed teaching the whole curriculum, and the feedback so far is extremely positive. They said the highlight, of course, is when the kids get to go fishing. Sunshine Bible Academy has harvested fish, and they actually did the whole spectrum where they didn't only teach them all about fishing and fish biology, but they also brought the fish back and taught them how to prepare the fish and cook the fish and take care of the fish. So the teachers can kind of carry it as far as they want to take it. Normally it's like we don't really have a time frame. You could say it's a 2-week time frame, but for instance, the Bible Academy, they stretched it out over a 3 to 4 week. They're stretching it out and expanding on it. So it's one that can really be expanded upon. Like I said, the only roadblock we have right now is I wanted to give crates to all the teachers. I had 10 crates ready for the 10 pilot classrooms, but with 24 teachers, we didn't have enough equipment. And right now, I can get some of the equipment, but I cannot get rods and reels. We go through Pure Fishing. We get deep discounts through Pure Fishing. I can also go through Zebco. But right now, the manufacturers, they were shut down due to COVID, and there is nothing. There is no stock at all. So they keep telling me next month, next month, next month. So hopefully next month. We'll see. I've been asking them since May for equipment, and they keep telling me, no, one more month. Call me in a month. Call me in a month. So we had to get creative. The teachers were fired up about this program. I didn't want them not to be able to teach the program due to lack of equipment. So those 10 crates are traveling all around the state. We were loaning them out. I'm maintaining those crates, and those crates are being passed from teacher to teacher and spread all over the state. So right now we have a checkout system. Tomorrow one's going to Selby, and then one's going down near Yankton. So we've got crates going everywhere. So hopefully we can keep track of all 10 crates. But my goal is, as soon as I can buy equipment, as soon as I can get rods and reels, that's the only hang-up right now is rods and reels. As soon as we get rods and reels, that I can get each of those teachers their own crate so that they can, so there's no hang-up. I don't want them not to be able to teach the program because they don't have equipment. And like I said, I think this is going to explode on us, but it's a wonderful explosion. So anyway, so that's kind of the overview of it. Does anyone have any questions about it?
Oh, that's great too. Questions, comments?
Does it have to be new fishing rods, or can some people just donate them, or what's the criteria there?
I don't really have criteria there. It would be great if people, I've actually had a couple people offer to give donations to buy fishing rods. They're just not available right now. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but when you go into any of the sporting goods stores, the lower end equipment is wiped out. The shelves are empty. When I talk to other aquatic educators around the country, they're having the same issues. They can't get for their programs in Oklahoma, Nebraska, Iowa. They can't get equipment either. They're struggling too. And one of them told me he walked into Bass Pro Shop and the fishing department, the shelves were empty. So, part of the thing is COVID. You know, COVID stopped the manufacturing process in China, but it also, everybody went fishing. Everybody went out and bought entry-level fishing equipment and went fishing because it's something you can do in social distance and be outdoors. So, if there was any way, if anyone was creative that they could figure out how to get me fishing equipment, I'm open to ideas. Don't worry, I am open to ideas. But I'm just hoping that the manufacturers will eventually catch up and we'll start being able to get equipment. Like I said, I can get everything else. I can get the crate. I can get the tackle box, the backyard bass. I just can't get rods and reels. Unless I want to get the real high-end stuff like Fenwick or something, but I don't think we want to do that. So,
any other questions, comments? Tanaya, you must be on mute.
Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay, great. I just wanted to compliment both Pat and Maggie on the hard work they've put into their programs in the last year. Pat has done a total revamp and overhaul of his program, and Maggie has transformed Fish SD and brought it to the state. So I wanted to thank both of them for their time and their presentations today, and really commend them both for the hard work they've done.
Yep, they were both awesome. So if we have no more on those subjects, we should go to 22.